Welcome to Invictus Games Radio. I'm PJ Kwong. The Invictus Games Toronto 2017 take place September 23rd to 30th and will harness the power of sport to inspire the recovery of wounded, ill, and injured servicemen and women. This podcast shines a light on the stories of those competing in the games and those surrounding them. Their spirit is unconquered.
Games Toronto 2017 volunteer. Caroline McIntosh's story is a compelling display of gratitude towards our military community. Her story includes playing a role in the naming of Ontario's Highway of Heroes and the creation of the commemorative Highway of Heroes coin from the Canadian Mint. She's part of the Invictus Games Toronto 2017 volunteer workforce to support the rehabilitation of ill and injured service members and veterans. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I asked you when we first met, which was at an event, mm-hmm. why you wanted to be involved, and you said simply, because I am Dutch. Tell me what you meant by that.
I was born in the Netherlands. I came to Canada in 1967, and I became Canadian back, I think it was 1982, something like that. Anyway, basically what happened was when my boys were born,
I have two sons.
When my two boys were born, I made a commitment to them to kind of carry on, because the Dutch and the Canadians have such an incredible relationship. And the reason for that is because Canada was very instrumental in the freeing of the Netherlands during World War II. My mother and my father were directly impacted by the Canadian soldiers. My mother, in fact, took care of a Canadian pilot's grave for about a year after his plane was shot down. And then after the war, his remains were relocated to the larger cemetery in the western part of the Netherlands. In addition to that, my grandfather and my uncles were part of the Dutch underground, and there were a number of Canadian soldiers that came through their false attic, and they were protected by my family. So it's that incredible legacy that the Canadian military, the Canadian soldiers left behind in the Netherlands, that I felt and feel very compelled to then give back, because I literally would not be sitting here if it were not for the Canadian soldiers during World War II.
The whole movement around the Highway of Heroes, obviously you have a deep connection and affection for the Canadian military. Tell me about your involvement and the Highway of Heroes project here in Ontario.
Okay. I heard about the Highway of Heroes petition that had been posted by a gentleman by the name of Jay Forbes. It was supported by a number of other players, if you will, individuals. However, Jay was the one who had originally written the petition. It interested me a great deal, because I have been involved on a friend basis with the military for quite a bit, and also with my commitment with my sons and you know, carrying that forward with that legacy. So when it came an opportunity to actually give back and be able to honor the soldiers and they had given their lives, that's what a Highway of Heroes represented, I jumped at the opportunity to become a petition signer. In addition to that, I contacted Jay Forbes, and I got in touch with a gentleman by the name of Pete Fisher, who's a journalist and photographer. And he was the gentleman who actually was part of the coining of the phrase Highway of Heroes. We became friends. And over the space of the next 4 years or so, after the Highway of Heroes petition was done and the highways was named and everything, of course, there were the grassroots support, people going to the bridges and the overpasses as our soldiers were being, their remains
returned,
were being repatriated back to Canada. And at one point in August of 2010, Pete Fisher went to the Royal Canadian Mint on a tour in Ottawa, came back home again, and had emailed them saying, It'd be really great if we were able to, how about commemorating the High Roof Heroes, the grassroots support, as well as a commemorative coin for the military families who have lost soldiers. How about if we do that? The Royal Canadian Mint, basically after some backing and forth, and came back and said, basically, you know, we don't think so. We do a lot in terms of the Remembrance Day coins and things like that, so we're not going to do one specifically for the Highway of Heroes. Pete sent out an email that evening. I responded, called him up, and said, no, that's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. We need to do this, because as Canadians, we need to recognize our soldiers, you know, their sacrifices. So that evening, I wrote the petition, and basically, Pete and I started on a journey of gathering support, grassroots support. By the time 6 weeks had gone by, I had gotten the support of EMS, police and firefighter associations right across Canada, which translated into about 250,000 signatures. There was about 10,000 signatures on the petition itself. As well, Peter had gone out on his end of things with municipalities, mayors, and a number of different organizations. It was such a groundswell of support for the idea of this commemorative coin that the Royal Canadian Mint actually ended up saying yes, and 8 months later they minted the coin.
You know what, that is a huge feat. And when you think about Canadian groundswell of support, to use your words, when we're talking about the Invictus Games Toronto 2017, which will be here next at the end of next September in 2017, tell me what you think that groundswell of support will mean for wounded servicemen and veterans, and women, servicewomen as well.
And servicewomen as well. The groundswell of support, we've been talking a little bit, because I'm the volunteer, I'm the team lead for volunteer recruiting, and we've had some discussion about, are we going to get people volunteering for the Invictus Games? And it is, in my opinion, because of what I saw, the reaction of people with the Highway of Heroes coin, and, you know, people going, this is absolutely, I think Canadians are just waiting for an opportunity to be able to give back that empathy that they have for soldiers, and be able to translate that. And I think that the saying that we're working behind with the Toronto Invictus Games, empathy, turning empathy into empowerment, is exactly that. And I honestly believe that Canadians, we have such a reputation in terms of our soldiers giving back, our soldiers representing us on the world stage, so to speak, that it's an opportunity for Canadians. And I think that they honestly, the Invictus Games are going to be, people are just going to jump at the opportunity to be able to do just a little thing to give back to our soldiers again for everything that they've given back to us.
We're talking on a day where we've had different people come through the office, and one of the people that you had a chance to meet quite by surprise that evoked a hugely emotional response was a volunteer named Mort. Can you tell me a little bit about that encounter?
Okay, I will do my best.
And he's a volunteer with the Invictus Games Toronto 2017.
He is. I had not come across Mort yet. Mort has served with the Canadian military through three different types of theater, war theater conflicts, including World War II. And today was the first time that I've met Mort, and he's there with his jacket, with his beautiful medals and everything else, and it's like, wow, he's a Canadian soldier. And so as soon as I got the opportunity to actually ask him, I sat down with him at the table, and I said, Mort, so did you serve in the Netherlands? And he said, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. And I went, oh, a Canadian soldier, that's what I'm thinking. And I asked him, I said, so where did you serve? Like, what region? And he went, Twente. And I nearly fell off my chair, because Twente just happens to be the region that I was born in, Hengelo, Twente. And my mother's village is in that region. And so it turned out that Mort actually served in the same place as my mother was.
Wow.
Where she grew up and where I was born in Hengelo. And we proceeded to it was a very, very emotional, because Mort his representation, his the fact that he's a Canadian soldier who served, you know, is exactly the reason why. He's the visceral reason why I've committed to the military and you know, given that legacy to my children and talked to people all the time about the fact that, you know, the Dutch and the Canadians were so worth, that's what they did for us. And here was a real live representation. And not only that, but he actually served where I was born. So,
do you know, it makes it real.
Very, very, very real.
Talk about a small world moment. So tell me how you think that volunteering at the Invictus Games Toronto 2017, how is this going to help wounded soldiers and veterans?
There was a volunteer rally a few weeks ago in which a gentleman, a soldier by the name of Joel Guidon, came forward and stood up and spoke to the entire group there. And he has PTSD, and he spoke about the impact that one particular volunteer had on him at the Orlando 2016 Games in May of this year. And the very fact that it was an opportunity for this individual to give back to him, to recognize his service, to recognize his sacrifice, to be non-judgmental, to allow him space. And it was just a very incredible circumstance that he described. And it really emphasized for me that volunteering for the Invictus Games is not just about being a volunteer. There are very, very real people who are going to be the incredible beneficiaries of the time and commitment that people are going to make. The Invictus Games are not the Pan Am. They're not the Olympics. The Invictus Games are about injured soldiers, and it's our opportunity as Canadians, as volunteers, to be able to give back to this incredible group of individuals who have such incredible courage and heart and determination to come through. Joel said to me that afterwards, and I went up to him and I said, that was an incredible story. And he said, you know, it's all about when I got injured, I lost my identity. And the Invictus Games allowed me to get back, basically in May of this year, about 25 to 30%, what he called his own identity. Wow. To come back to himself again, who he was before he was injured. And he is so, sorry, it not 25, sorry, 75%. Wow. What he's so looking forward to is Toronto 2017, to get the idea that he will come back and be able to get his 25, the rest of his 25% of his identity. And he really, really emphasized what impact it would be to be a volunteer and be able to allow someone to have that kind of a life journey.
Three quick things that Canadians might be able to relate to in terms of what you're going to get out of this experience, or what they might as volunteers.
What they might get out, it's a world stage. There are individuals coming from all over 17 countries. So we have an opportunity as Canadians to represent Canada, to represent Toronto. The visceral understanding that they are, as volunteers, that they are, I mean, at the end of the day, the individuals who are going to benefit the most from this will be the soldiers themselves. So it's representing Canada, Toronto, being ambassadors in that respect, because of course the media is going to be here from all over the world. We get to show them what it means to be Canadian. We get to show our soldiers what it means to be Canadian, and our gratefulness to their sacrifice. And at the end of the day, they get a t-shirt.
And you know what's great, actually, about volunteerism in general? Typically making new friendships, new relationships, people that you would come across, like you would necessarily not have ever met more.
Oh, absolutely not.
Volunteering together here.
Yes.
So that's pretty special. If somebody is in a position where they can't devote time to volunteerism in general, how can people in Canada and throughout the world, how can they support volunteerism, do you think?
volunteerism at the games, you mean, at Invictus or just in general?
At the games for sure, but also in general.
It's being cognizant of where someone comes up to them. Perhaps they are as a manager, they're in a work environment, and someone as a volunteer comes up to them and says, you know, I'd really like to be able to give some time. It's encouraging their employers to be more good community citizens, if you will, from a society point of view. It really, for me, volunteerism really is a translation of the values that Canadians hold for each other and Canadians hold within this country and what we represent on the world stage. What we represent to each other, the opportunity. I've done a little bit of volunteering. I have a friend of mine who does Syrian volunteering for the Syrian refugees. Volunteering is an opportunity for us to give back in whichever way, shape, or form, and for us just to grow as a society, as a community, is really what I would encourage people to really have a look at. It's giving back, and whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours or 50 hours, it doesn't matter. If you're volunteering, you're doing something and you're giving back, and I think that at the end of the day makes everyone feel good about themselves as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, my last question, what are you most looking forward to at the Invictus Games Toronto 2017?
I am really looking forward to being able to understand what kind of an impact, positive impact, that I and the other volunteers are going to have on the soldiers. Because at the end of the day, Invictus is about that journey. It's about taking back their identity. It's about being able to move forward through their injuries, whichever shape or form these injuries take, whether it's the physical injuries with limbs and things or the invisible injuries with PTSD and all of that. It's being able to take back that identity. And I'm most looking forward to, from the start of the games to the end of the games, watching that visceral growth happen with our competitors.
Caroline McIntosh, you have been a treat to talk to. Thank you so much for your commitment and for talking to me today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Invictus Games Radio. For more information, visit www.invictusgames2017.com.